This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. NASA launched this country's latest space mission last week, an unmanned probe that's going to study the moon's atmosphere for a couple of months. Meanwhile, in the human spaceflight category, the Obama administration has something a little bit different in mind. Land people on an asteroid by the year 2025. It'd go like this, in theory. NASA sends a robot spacecraft to put a rope around an asteroid, a smallish asteroid. They drag it into the moon's orbit, and then the astronauts go visit. Audrey Quinn has the story.
Remember the movie Armageddon? NASA discovers an asteroid on a collision course with the Earth.
It's what we call a global killer. Nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
They send a spaceship out to greet the threat. Well, this year, the real NASA announced it wants to grab its own asteroid, but not to save the planet.
Ultimately, you know, our goal is to go to Mars, and going to an asteroid is the next real logical step to go do that.
That's Robert Lightfoot. He's third in command at the space program. He says the trip would test deep space technologies, technologies NASA would need for a trip to the Red Planet, all on an asteroid about the size of a school bus, small enough to be towed to the moon's orbit.
It seems to me it's not a good use of the taxpayers' dollars.
Republican Lamar Smith heads the House Science Committee.
It doesn't help us get to Mars. It doesn't really help us learn more about large asteroids that we might want to deflect. So there just doesn't serve any purpose.
A Senate committee approved the asteroid capture plan this summer, but Smith's House committee turned it down.
This is an era of budget constraints. This is a mission that experts say will cost $2.5 billion, so it may fall from its own weight.
The actual price tag's a matter of debate. But whatever the bill, private companies might be willing to help NASA out if they get what they want. They want to park themselves on asteroids to mine metals, hydrogen, and oxygen. Space companies would use these natural resources to make rocket fuel and spare parts, which could service spaceships on their way, for instance, to Mars.
It's an oasis and a gas station all in one.
Rick Tumlinson's a founder of Deep Space Industries. It's a futuristic mining company that proclaims it is time to begin the harvest of space. Tumlinson says NASA could offset its asteroid program costs through partnerships with private companies.
We can not only do it far cheaper, we can also begin to create a new economy that develops new resources and new jobs and begins to inject new wealth back here into the world.
Deep Space Industries and at least one other company are to present their ideas at a NASA workshop later this month. Congress won't vote on NASA's budget until this fall. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.